want to have fun with it. It'll be perhaps a couple of, well, I guess all the members of my family will gathering to do it, plus a couple of friends. So we should have four families, five families, something like that. But from our point, it's just fun, you know. Books, this is cheap. You want the book? A buck, half a buck, you know, whatever. Yeah, just to be able to clear out and give me some breathing room down in the basement.
Well, I never had a garage sale. I don't expect that you would make any real profit out of it, but like you said, it's more of an opportunity to make room.
Yeah, but you know what? My daughter has had garage sales where she lives, where some of the neighbors have, you know, also set up tables and things. But she makes a lot of money sometimes when she's selling her clothing because it's, you know, it's good stuff. It's just, you know, she's not going to wear it any longer. It's quality, and she keeps it neatly. And she can get, you know, $5, $7 on a blouse or $10 on a pair of jeans or something like that. She's walked away sometimes with $200, $300, $400 in her pocket.
That's good money. Well, if all else fails, you can always donate it to a good cause. The thrift shops take a lot of good stuff and go and buy it at low prices for practically brand new shirts and things like that.
Now, we actually do that. Over the years, I've given mostly, I think, to Big Brothers and Sisters. But, you know, there were some, I hesitate to use the word scams, but some of it are. You're donating clothing to an organization, but they don't really, they're not the ones that are really collecting it. It is companies that go through the clothing. They will pull out stuff that can be sold in secondhand shops and make money on that, and a lot of the stuff will be turned into rags. That's what one friend of mine did. They turned into rags, mostly sold to service stations. But my brothers and sisters is probably, well, probably the same. But they probably use whatever clothing they can for families in need, and then the rest of it goes to a thrift shop.
Well, the ones we visit down Delaware is about four of them, and one is Council of Churches, a lot of local churches, and people volunteer to work there, and the stuff that's donated to, goes to charity. We have it in our church too. People donate stuff, and then it sells very cheap, but it's used for a good cause. All right, I'm here at the gym. Have a good day. It started to drizzle again. It poured for a while overnight, and then I think 5 o'clock it started, then it stopped. We'll have to walk and drive between the raindrops. The weekend looks good next, coming up for weather-wise. It'll be nice Sunday, I hope.
I think that's what I've seen so far, so We will see. Meanwhile, if it rains hard enough, you'll be able to swim over to the pool. You won't have to drive. We'll catch you later, Ryan. Have a good one. N2ZC, K2K.
Yeah, but you'd be dizzy, I think. A few years ago? That location?
Ryan, I'm sorry, just two doubles with you. If you were talking about the park, yeah, the same place. Well, hopefully, you know, you got to run in there and try to be first there to get the tables. But, yeah, when you pull in off to the left side.
Okay, Steve, pick it up, then to Zedju Sequest.
Ron, it wasn't something I said, was it?
At all.
Just joking. See you later. That was your big chizzy, I think.
Yeah, Steve. Yeah, Ron's going to the gym to do knee bends, if you get what I mean.
I don't want to talk about knees.
Okay. Wasn't that the drink on MASH, knee high, or something like that? Anyway, other than that, yeah, I think they said rain until 11, and they did say heavy at times. I had gone to the store. I didn't want to be mixing hydraulic cement. I thought I was buying a container of pre-made, which wouldn't really make a lot of sense because you would think that it would harden in the container. So I keep saying I got to do it. Meanwhile, we had torrential rain last night, and I haven't looked in the basement to see if I got any flooding.
I don't want, and scraped knee high. You never had that stuff when you were a youngster?
Yes, I can remember all those things. I remember 2 cent glass of seltzer. I think a 2 cent small, and I guess it was a nickel for a large one, or 3 cents for a large one, something like that. I was thinking about that because I mentioned to someone the other day that in 1964, I was working at Lafayette part-time because I was still in school at $1.10 an hour. And they kept promising me a raise because I was, you know, I'm pretty good at what I did. And then when I graduated college, I graduated 6 months early, so I started working there full time, and they raised me to $1.25, which was the minimum wage at that time. I said, well, I was supposed to get raised. They said, well, that's your raise. I said, no, that's not. They said, that's your raise. Went from $1.10 to $1.25. Oh, yeah. Anyway, I called my wife. I said, hey, we can get married now. I'm earning $1.25 an hour.
I don't know, Richie. Yeah, by the way, it's 2 cents point. Got to remember that.
We're back to looking for another speaker, Steve, because it's crazy. Now, I'm going to go get my ears checked. I'm just not picking up all the words, but this is, this radio is metal. It's funny, I just stuck my hand in the back of the radio while I'm transitioning. Well, I think we won't do that anymore.
Good morning, WHCDO. I don't you finished connecting the other radio. Oh, here comes my partner. A quick question. Are you going to be, in Mineola around sometime? I may stop by there, but not for very long. Not today, but I want to get the controller ready. I want to work on that, bring it back, at least that. So when you get a chance, because I have more time now.
Yeah, I'll let you know if I do.
I know you always do. Yeah, and whenever you do, I'm always busy. Okay, I just thought I'd mention it. And hello to you, Rich. How you doing?
I'm good, Andy. No problem. I just thought you wanted to finish with Steve there for the moment. You have more time because you're back to working 3 days a week, is that it?
Yes, 3 days a week. I'm off today, but I'm still sorting things out here, cleaning things up, you know, all that stuff. My birthday's coming up, so, that's in 2 weeks. It's actually on a Sunday, so it's not next Sunday. Next Sunday is a picnic, and of course we're going to have good weather for that.
Yeah, let me sneak out of here. I'll talk to you guys later. WBHCDO.
All right, Steve, 7-3, have a good day. Yeah, we'll have good weather for the rest of the year. No more rain, no more dry spells, no more, nothing.
No more snow. All right, so Steve's starting down, so it's you and I right now. I've been listening in. I couldn't sleep much last night. I mean, I slept, but I went to bed late, though. That's one of the problems. If I go to bed too late, then I can't sleep. Or I try to sleep. And then I heard the rain last night. It didn't seem like it rained that hard. I mean, it did rain, but not that much.
Hey, Jamie, I think there were waves of it that, because that's what they had said. It would be very heavy at 5 o'clock in the morning, I think. No, maybe a little before 5. Then heavy again. I think we have one more spell of heavy, and then supposed to end by about 11 o'clock.
Yeah, well, what I see outside, you don't see any puddles. Normally, if it rains hard, you know, you can tell. But the streets are wet, but not like it really. I didn't hear any downpours at all last night. So, I don't know. All right. Get a lot of rain. I mean, last year my grass was brown just from the lack of water. This year, all the lawns are really green because we've gotten a lot of rain. As you know, over the past few months. I remember back in May. May was actually a cold month. I remember I had the heat on in May. That's how cold it got. It was in the 50s. I remember that. And all of a sudden, you know, here it is, the almost end of July already. Pretty soon it'll be Labor Day.
Yeah, well, first of all, spring was cool. So you didn't have a lot of sun, a lot of heat, where the grass would have tended to dry out. We have had a fair amount of rain. But the other thing, I don't know if this is the first year you're cutting your lawn, but the lawn cutters, they will cut short, because they don't want to come back in 5 days, which might be the normal growing spell of grass. So they want to come back once a week, you know, every Wednesday. In order to ensure that the grass won't be too high, they cut it lower, and that's when you begin to get it burned out. So when you mow it yourself, your tendency would be to cut it a little bit higher than the lawn guys might do it, and so it'll always look greener.
Yeah, I cut the grass myself now. I went out and bought a lawnmower, which is a good one. I do cut it low. I cut it low in the front, but I cut it low in the back, but I keep it higher in the front. Because in the back, I'm not really too concerned right now. The backyard is not that great. So, and these weeds, I just get weeds growing all over the place. I know you have a back deck, like I do. Every once in a while, I got a weed underneath the back deck. Even though there's no grass under it, it doesn't get any sunlight, but the weeds still grow. I don't know how the weeds grow without the sun, but and they grow pretty quick, too. So I gotta climb under there, you know, crawl on my hands and knees and just pull out the weeds. And I do that once in a while.
Well, you could also put down things that are relatively safe because you don't have any animals. There's something called preen. Pre-emergent. Once you're down to an earth level, you just, you know, spread that down, cover it with a little soil, and that usually stops the growth of a lot of weeds. And you're under your deck. You could put down a biologically safe weed killer. I have used that. It's safe for animals, safe for kids. And it does kill them. It's probably a lot better than you crawling on your belly underneath your deck.
For some reason, I never think of buying weed killer and using it, but I should do that. All it is dirt. There is no grass. It's just dirt underneath the deck. But the weeds grow from the dirt. They grow so quick, like overnight. You know, I can just have just plain dirt. Next day, you wake up and there it is. There's weeds all over the place. They just pop up. I never actually noticed, but I guess if I looked close enough for a long period of time, I would actually watch them get bigger over time. So, yeah, I gotta do that. Some of these weeds are really, they're tough to pull out, too. I mean, their roots go really, really deep, really in there. My front lawn right now is not that great, but that's gonna be, I'm gonna change that, too. Alright, that's about it. I think I'm gonna wake up. I'm not waking up. I'm not up yet. I'm still sleeping.
Alright, I have stuff to do anyway, so I will catch later. But I would say definitely buy an environmentally safe weed killer and just spray it as much as necessary. Kill it so that, again, it's not the best thing for you to be crawling on your belly underneath there. Weeds, I think, grow fast because they're not really developing a thick stalk to them. They're very watery. That's why they break very easily. A lot of weeds are runners. They just run along the ground, creating another one, another one, another one. One that smells like witch hazel, I forget. Anyway, I get them all the time, but you just pull them out, try to get as much of the runners out as possible. Alright, let me let you run. I'll catch you later. WTCDLKTKNB.
Okay. Some of them are tough, these weeds. I pull them out and gotta keep the weeds out. Alright, see you later. I gotta wake up. I'm still closing my eyes. See you later, WHCDO.
Net tonight at 8:30. This is the WQL Amateur Radio Repeater System. Thank you.
broken up.
Net tonight at 8:30. Welcome to the W2L repeater.
Queen, Bravo, Victor, Portable 2.
Portable 2 station, I missed the call there. WB2ROL, really out loud.
18, 2 Queen, Bravo, Victor.
Okay, I got that. Queen, Bravo, Victor from really out loud. Name is Joe, and we're mobile around the Islip area, light rain. And we're just heading back to the house. House area is the Hot Park Smithtown. And you said portable, I think you said. So I guess you're using an HT. Go ahead.
I'm in a store now, seeing if this is working. But I'm in Rockland County, New York. I'll be back soon if you're around, okay?
Okay, well, I had a friend that lived up in Rockland there, Nanuet. I only went there once, Nanuet. Okay, WB2RO, all clear. WB2ROL Mobile, WA2RY, via IRLT. Joe, just missed you. I just jumped channel. I went to another frequency, and nobody came back, so I figured, well, everybody's at work, whatever. And we're just leaving the dentist and heading back to the house.
Okay, for business. It's a cloudy day today, a little bit of rain so far, but may turn out to be a better day later on today. Back to you.
I don't know. The forecast was rain. I think they said up until like 12 o'clock and it's supposed to clear up. Well, I guess it's almost 12 o'clock. It ain't clear. It's just a light rain. It ain't too heavy right now. Good day to stay in the house and vacuum the cobwebs out of the computer, take out the vacuum cleaner, vacuum up a little bit around the place, straighten out the shack, get out some pledge and a rig, polish up that radio equipment. It's a good day to do that and have a little rock and roll music on in the background.
Yeah, but as soon as the wife says you have some free time, they come up with a whole bucket list of things for you to get accomplished, don't they?
That's what happens to me. That's what happens to me all the time. It's just, I'll say something like to the wife, well, I'm going to run inside, I'm going to cut the lawn. She'll go, oh, okay. I open the door, I go, oh, I can't cut the lawn, I got to take care of the oil. She said, better change the oil now, I better do that first. I change the oil, I head around, I go, oh, look at all them weeds, or all them, oak trees. There must be 100 of them. I got to pull them out before I wind up my whole yard is all trees, you know. It just goes, oh, I didn't cover up the tractor. Let me go, oh, I forgot to put in, and it just goes and goes and goes, one thing after the other, around the whole yard. You're out there all day, and you come in the house, and the wife goes, I thought you went out to cut the grass. I didn't even hit a lawnmower. I said, well, I did this, I did that, I did. Wasn't even on the list, you know. Wasn't on the list. So I don't get nothing done. It's like work, 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 and look around and go, well, what did I do all day?
It's a good question to ask yourself. What did you do all day?
I got a list. I write everything down, and I can't remember. So I make up an actual list, and then sometimes it gets so long, and my handwriting's so sloppy, I type it up. So I got a typed list of, let's say, I don't know, 30 things to do. And as I do one or two, I just cross it off. And some of them are on the list for months, and, you know, like painting. Keeps going to the bottom of the list.
Well, that's the way it goes sometimes. There's not much you can do about it, I guess, you know. That's how it is, living a dictatorship.
It's an another thing, you know, you're lucky in that you live alone. You do what you want. You want to throw your socks on the floor, you throw them on the floor. But in my house, we got Gestapo. Pick that up. That don't belong there. We got company coming over. Hang that up. Don't put that there. I can't even put my jacket over the chair. We got a closet for that. Hang it in the closet. And it just goes on and on. And then when you go to do something or you go out, you get that phone call. Listen, while you're out, pick up some algicide from Leslie's pool and stop by Walmart and don't forget to return them shorts. I put them in the back of the car, receipts in the bag, and she's giving me all these things to do and I didn't even get a chance to do what I went out to go do. So a lot of times I just forget, make believe I forgot. I leave the phone home.
Well, Gestapo sounds like a pretty harsh term for somebody. Probably something better for you would be the War Department.
Yeah, well, whatever, you know, it is what it is, nothing I can do about it, so, and no sense in arguing. Of course, you know, women have their way of doing things, and men have their way of doing things, and it just doesn't coincide, so to speak, a lot of times, and you just got to grin and bear it, as I say, you know, it is what it is, there ain't much about it, and it doesn't pay to fight and argue, you know. But it is also nice to have a clean radio room, you know, it takes me forever. I'm in the process. I'm always in the process in the radio room. In fact, it's getting pretty good right now. I guess I got about 75% of it straightened out, you know. But it's that last 25%, Joe. It just, it takes, like I got a milk box. Now you know how big a milk box is, right? That milk box is filled with papers, envelopes. Envelopes aren't even open. Envelopes, right? Filled right up. So you got to sit there and it could take all day or maybe 2 days, one piece of paper at a time. You got to look at it. Oh, I don't need this. Oh, that's an advertisement. Oh, I want to renew my subscription to the magazine. It's just, you know, you can't just throw the whole thing out. You got to look at every piece of paper.
Well, the news on TV, 4.35 inches of rain so far in the south and the Jersey. So I guess the heads, stuff's continuing to head up our way. So we are going to get some rain. Oh, yeah, say all the way up to, let's see, Monday, 6 o'clock. Looks like a lot of it's blown out, like halfway over Suffolk County right now. Looks like it's blown to the northeast, so it'll eventually clear up, get out of the way. That'll make you happy, and then you go out and mow the lawn.
Oh, I wouldn't be mowing the lawn, and it'd be too wet and sloppy and messy. That's a job I wouldn't do. Oh, I was reading in the newspaper, I think it was yesterday, a little statistic, because you're probably old enough, I guess, to remember when the Beach Boys came out with the song in 1963, 409. You know that song?
Yes. I've heard it many times, way back in when. Yes, okay, go ahead.
Just to show you how... All right, we've got to wait for the beep. Let me let it drop. Get used to that beep. It's starting to rain a little more now. Yeah, well, that was about the Chevrolet. In 1963, you could get a Chevrolet Impala with a six-cylinder, a 283, or a 327 cubic inch nice motor that they just came out with, or the Super Duper, their racing engine, which was the 409. Now, their racing version had two four-barrel carburetors, so they kind of took that off and put on a single four-barrel carburetor, 409, and it was rated for 360 horsepower. But if you got the Super Sport top-of-the-line version, you could get it with the two four-barrel carburetors, 409, and it'd be 400 horsepower. Think of that, 400, right? And that car is a big full-size car, goes 0 to 60 in 7 seconds. Let me let the tail drop, and I want to time it out. Now, my wife's six-cylinder Toyota at 265 horsepower, very fast, I keep saying, boy, this car is fast. With a six-speed automatic transmission, goes 0 to 60 in 6.8. So it's hard to believe that my wife's six-cylinder car, full-size passenger car, is faster than the Chevrolet 409 with two four-barrel carburetors.
That's not hard to believe at all. It's actually very simple. And if you think about the whole technology. My brother had a car, my older brother had a car like that. They had a 63 Chevy with 409. That's a Palace SS 409 and so forth. And I don't remember how fast it went. I think he took a track race in there occasionally, but it was fast. But that's a big car that probably weighed about, 800 pounds, 4,000 pounds with a big motor like that. Look at what you're driving now. Look at the weight of the car you're driving right now. It's probably two-thirds to half the weight of that other car. And the way they use fuel injection nowadays, they can make a small motor with small cubic inches work almost as good as a big block muscle car of what you had in the Estee 40 to 50 years ago. Isn't that amazing? It's all with technology.
Yeah, this rain is putting the kibosh on what I want to do. I wanted to go to Walmart, but I'm going to take a detour back to the house because I got some nice chicken cutlets and spaghetti left over that I'm going to heat up and dig into in a few minutes when I get home. Just about 5 more minutes to go and that's it. So anyway, when it stops raining late, that's what's nice about being retired. When I get a chance, I don't have to go to... I got to go to Walmart to, you know, pick up some stuff from the... Anyway, I got to pick up some stuff for me. All I'm there, I got to do a return. But something that's urgent that I got to do it now. It's in the car, the receipt's in the car, but it's raining. So that's my excuse. I'm going to go home. My wife's going to say, you return them shorts? That's for a gift. Somebody bought me a couple of pairs of shorts for the summer. But the waist is too big. You know, I don't wear a 40 waist. They're gigantic. They fall off of me, you know. So I got to bring them back and get something else. I'll do it later on in the afternoon. So what do you have planned for today?
I have to get documents printed. I have to go to the library and get that done. That's about it. Nothing else really going on. I mean, my lunch spot right now, looking at the local news out in New York, and that's pretty much about it. It was raining before, and it's cloudy today, so I guess this stuff eventually gets rolled right over our heads and keep on going.
Okay, very good. Hey, you mentioned a brother. I didn't even know you had a brother. I had a brother at one time. He died. I'm trying to think when he died. I think two years ago, he got hit by, which is pretty rare, got hit by a railroad train. On a crossing with his car. So I think it was a freight train. Freight train smashed into his car. And that's how he died. But he did hang on for, I guess, a couple of weeks in the hospital, suffering, and then he just passed away. So what does your brother do for a living?
He pushes up daisies. I had an old brother, had a younger brother, and had a blood sister. I have another one who's like a half-sister. But anyway, they're all dead. They're pushing up daisies.
Okay, well, I'm sorry to hear that. Yeah, nowadays people live so much longer. I had a couple of friends just pass away. Let's see, Bob, WB2CJP. He was, trying to think now, 74, I think. And then Ronnie, who I talk to every day on the radio, KC2KPQ, he died on Mother's Day, and he was 77. So my father died, he was 70. So I guess I'm doing pretty well, even though we got some aches and pains here with my back problem, arthritis in my hands, and I'm suffering, but we're still breathing.
Yeah, you're a little scratchy on VHF. I don't hear you as well as I should. I'm linked in, by the way, from my repeater system. So if you want to go over to UHF, I can chat with you over there and hear you full quieting. I'll disconnect the link if you do so.
That's okay, Joe. Don't bother. I'm only two blocks from the house, so, you know, by the time I get over there, I'll be up in the driveway, and I'm going to run inside and get something to eat. So you have a nice day, and thank you for the call. WB2.
I don't know which frequency you're on, if I'm 1.7375 or 1.6.85, but if you're on 1.685, you're not in a good spot for it. I know you like those, probably go to that frequency, but the other one's much better as a server for Suffolk. Have a nice day. WBYY.
Sierra.
Nice to meet you. The name here is Jay Juliet
a Yankee. I'm mobile right now, headed for the expressway about exit 41 on Jericho Turnpike.
Very good. Very good, Jay. Juliet Alpha Yankee, yes. Okay, I don't know, is the rain over for the day? Have you heard any up-to-the-minute weather reports?
No, I haven't, but it is looking dry here, so I'm assuming it's over. I mean, it's pretty chilly out at 64, so that's quite a change from last week. But as far as I can see, it's pretty much dried out.
Okay, good. I haven't been out today. They go out for a bicycle ride to get some exercise. Don't drive, so I have to pedal around the village here on a tricycle. Hey, I work the low bands, and they're very, very slow today. Very poor conditions. And I was just listening on 145.555 Simplex, and that's busy with the loop from Nassau County, the usual, I guess, there. Where is your home QTH, Jay?
I think you said you're in Babylon, so I'm just kind of north of you and Dix Hills.
Oh, okay. Very good. RIW is up that way, too, Dick. I know it's quite a few hands in Dix Hills, matter of fact. K2U. Okay, well, I'll let you concentrate on driving. I think you said you were outbound. That means you're eastbound, Jay?
Yeah, I'm headed to exit 51, and yeah, Dick is north of the expressway. I'm south of the expressway, but not by much, but we're in different sections of the town. It's a big area. Anyway, good talking to you. Walt, you have a great day, and I'm sure we'll catch you again. This is KC2YSK. I'll be clear on your final.
Hey, very good. Very good. Nice to meet you. Next time. I have to look. YSK. YSK. W2TE, clear and listening.
There's a neon light on the power supply, And when he turned the variac up to about 70 or so, that light lit up. That thing fired, and that's a good sign. No smoke, no noise, but he did not hear anything out of the speaker. He turned it up to about 110 on the variac. So that's where he stands right now.
Yeah, he did send me an email with a much shorter version of that, but yes, I'm not surprised. Look, at least it didn't come popping cork in Miss Smith's park.
Yeah, usually it doesn't do that anyway. I mean, you know. But all right, it's not a hard fix. It's easy to figure out why there's no audio coming out of it. Why there's he's not sure about the tubes though. All right, as long as you know, that's the story.
Yeah. Okay. Look, I figured I have a variac sitting in my basement, gathering dust. I haven't used it in years. Lend it to him, so at least he can do it right.
Yeah, well, that's a smart thing to do. Yeah, you know, they make different models of that radio. There's actually a model that's got a power supply built in. But one way you could tell is the weight of the radio. If it does not have a power transformer, which has most of the weight, then the radio will be very light. So, according to the schematic, at least the one that I looked at, this one uses the external supply. All right, okay, I'll let you go. So I told him you could bring it over. We'll check it out. See why it's not receiving. See what's going on. That's it. I'll give it back to you. I'm just getting on the park one.
Okay, yeah, I'm parked. I have to make a stop. I'll probably be here an hour and a half is my best guess. Okay, thanks for the update, and thank you for helping him out with it.
That's not a problem. You know, these things are pretty simple. You just have to get used to it, that's all.
Understand, I've worked with them myself. Trust me, I know fully well. By the way, what's in the final of that thing? Is it a pair of 6146s?
No. It's a, I believe it's a sleep tube, which would be an 11, 9 or 11 pin, like a Compactron socket. I think it's 11 pins. I forget the number, but it's not a 6146. It uses, you know, the typical, like, the ST-101s use the 6JU6s. I use a pair of them. I would call them sweep tubes. More so than transmitting tubes.
Yeah, there was a flurry of using these large television tubes as transmitting tubes, and I believe it was reasonably successful. Okay. All right, thanks. Gotta run. Thanks for the heads up. WB2EAB.
They're beam power tubes, and they're capable of, in a pulse, in TV sets, you know, they operate at a very short pulse duration. And the frequency response is pretty good. So, you know, they work. But what I don't like about them is their the IM distortion is not as good as some of the transmitting tubes. But that's nobody looks at that anyway. All right, I'll see you later. I'm on the parkway, WHCDM.
Oh, yeah, you know, every choice like that has trade-offs, some pluses, some minuses. Nothing is ever totally clean and elegant. Think about clean and elegant. Joy. Enjoy the parkway, WB2EA gone.
I'm going to pick up an antenna for another ham. So, I'll see you later, WHCDM.
AC2,
JT2, IPT. WB2 DCU testing. radio address, please? A1 AMR, clear.
Thank you.
tonight at 8:30 WCAL repeater system.
Good old 3 1 1 1 from Christchurch, New Zealand.
repeater at 8:30 p.m. My name is Harry, KC2FYJ, and I will be net control for this evening's net. Before we begin, are there any stations with emergency traffic? The purpose of this net is to announce information of interest to Weimark and its members. Everyone is welcome, and you do not have to be a member of Weimark to check in. We'll check in by category. When I announce your category, please give your call, and if you have traffic for the net, please state with traffic. I will now take check-ins for the net. The first category of check-ins is officers and board members. All officers and board members, please check in now.
KQKNB, good evening, Harry, and I do have traffic for the net.
This is WB2KWC with traffic.
Hilo Charlie 2, Sierra Yankee Lima, KC2SYL, no traffic. Good evening.
The net recognizes K2K traffic, WB2KWC with traffic, and KC2SYL. Are there any other officers or board members wishing to check in this evening?
KD2GXL
recognized. Any other officers or board members? Nothing heard. We'll move on. Next, I'll take check-ins from all committee chairpersons. All Weimark committee chairs, please check in now.
KD2J, good evening, eh?
WA2SUH.
Net recognizes KE2A, K2TGW, and WA2SUH. Any other committee chairs? Nothing heard. Next, we'll take check-ins from all calls beginning with the letter W. All W calls, please check in now.
WA2PJF, Vito Bayshore.
V2CUK, good evening.
W2U. WB2DWS2N.
WB2CMF.
Okay, stand by a moment. The net recognizes WA2PJS, WB2K, WB2U, WB2BWS2N, WB2CMF, and WA2KXE. Are there any other W calls wishing to check in this evening?
WG2P.